This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And once more across the way is horticultural entomologist with K-State Research and Extension, Raymond Cloyd. As you might imagine, now that we are right in the heart of summer, the insect world in lawn and garden is highly active right now. So we'll cover a host of pests that you homeowners, gardeners want to be aware of. Starting this time, Raymond, with Japanese beetles. And these are routinely showing up every summer, aren't they?
They are. In fact, they're actually getting worse and they're moving across the state. But Japanese beetle adults are out. They feed on a wide diversity of plants. Of course, the big one is roses. They'll feed on grapes. I've seen them recently on elms, alcova trees. But they are out and about feeding, causing their typical skeletonization damage. And so the question is, what do you do? Well, you can handpick them if you want, put them in some soapy water. There are some insecticides. We call them contact insecticides. However, they're pretty harmful to the other beneficial insects and pollinators in the garden, so you have to be very careful when you time your applications. We don't recommend the Japanese beetle traps that are out there because they tend to lure more Japanese beetles than you'll ever see. So basically, it boils down to like physical control, Eric, like hand picking or routine sprays. They'll be out for about 3 months, and basically they're out there mating, and then the females will lay eggs in the turf grass, and then of course the larval stage or grub becomes a turf grass pest. Yeah.
So what do they look like to be certain here?
Okay, the Japanese beetle, and we'll talk about the green June beetle, is a metallic copper-colored insect beetle, and it has these white tufts of hairs in the back of its abdomen, and it's the only insect that has it. That's how you distinguish it from most other ones. Yeah, it's about a quarter inch in length, pretty much, and they feed in hordes. You can see them flying around sometimes, especially when it's a warm day.
But you don't want to let them go along without responding fairly quickly because they can defoliate at a rapid clip.
Oh, they can do. They're devastating on roses, especially when they're in bloom. That's one of their favorite hosts because of the volatiles given off. So it definitely warrants some type of control mechanism. And unfortunately, we haven't really developed any selective soft materials. It still boils down to some of the pyrethroid-based insecticides like permethrin, cyfluthrin, and bifenthrin. And, of course, we talk about how those are toxic to not only natural enemies, predators and parasites, but also some of the pollinators, honeybees and bumblebees out there too.
Well, when you're selecting a product, again, check the label. Make sure it is, in fact, designed for Japanese beetle control. You mentioned another beetle, and while we're on the topic, talk about the green June beetle, which is also out there in fair numbers, you say.
Yeah, the green June beetle is less of a pest than the Japanese beetle, but they're more noticeable. They're like tanks. They fly around in circles over turf grass. They run into people, but they're a dull green color. They're bigger. They're all over probably about a quarter of an inch, between a quarter and a half an inch in length, but they don't really feed that much on like Japanese beetle does. They will feed on, we've seen them on peaches and apricots and apples, but the damage they cause is less. So they're not really a turf grass pest. They more feeding and residing in organic matter.
Largely, they're harmless, though, other than being an annoyance?
They're less problematic than, say, the Japanese beetles. So really, they don't warrant any treatment unless they're feeding on your fruit. Yeah.
All right. Squash bugs in vegetable gardens, presumably?
Exactly. Zucchini, squash. We've already seen some eggs in the gardens. They overwinter as adults. All you do is look at the underside of leaf and you see these red golden eggs, that's squash bug. And you can squash them if you want. Some people use some horticultural oil, which will suffocate them. But that is the weak link. The only issue is they're on leaf underside. And so you have to turn the leaves over and look for them, scout monitor to be sure what the populations are doing.
And what about treatment alternatives against squash bugs then?
Well, the adults are hard to control because of this waxy cuticle. The nymphs, you can use a sulfur oil, but again, they're on a leaf underside. We really recommend either squishing them or applying a horticultural oil 1% because an oil will suffocate those eggs. Yeah.
Okay. Raymond, thanks so much for coming over once again.
Enjoy it. Look forward to the next visit, Eric.
K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with us on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.